We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of the line. Boi minei Rav Dimi mirav Nachman. Rav Dimi asked the Shabbat Rav Nachman, Ma'u la'anuche kado de milcho gabi kado de kimcho. Is someone allowed to place the pitcher of salt next to the pitcher of kutach? Kutach is this cheese dish that has cheese or spoiled milk in it. It's a milk dish right next to the salt. Now the salt a lot of times used when you make meat, or you make the chalent, you make your meats. So the question is, are you worried maybe some of the kutach will fall into the melach, and you're not going to realize it, and you use the melach for plastics. So is it mutter to put them next to each other? Amalei osur, it's also put next to each other. The chalamai, what about next to vinegar? Amalei shari, that's mutter. You got to put the kutach next to the vinegar. What's the difference? What's the difference? Put it this, maybe you use the challah also for tafshil, for a dish of meat, and you have milchiks in it. What's the difference between salt and vinegar? So he answered, L'chitecha lakur de milcha. When you do something for me, you measure me a korsha melech, b'schari, I'll tell you the tam. Yeah, this is always a lesson in the Gemara. Do something for me, then I'll pay for it, then I'll tell you the answer. So my timer, what's the reason? Hi isa surbeina. And Rashi is mevar that when a kutach falls into melach, it doesn't get mixed in well. It's not bottle, and therefore it's also. Masha'inki, when kutach falls into chaymetz, it gets dissolved into the chaymetz, and it's bottle b'shishim, and therefore even falls into the chaymetz, it won't be a problem of that if something fell in there. Therefore, it's mutter to put it next to each other. So that's what comes in my Gemara, that melach is aser, and by chaymetz is mutter. The shaila is, what's the halacha if you have milchiks and fleishiks next to each other? So if he says, you should not put something that's milchiks or fleishiks next to each other, because it might fall into each other. So what does Tosfos say about that? Tosfos, in less of a time there, leniach b'teva achas, to put it on one shelf on the fridge, kachal basar, it's a kachal cholov, the hosam nizel yafa shloifim azazah. They're very careful, nothing should spill into each other. V'hacham, you don't care what's wrong with kutach and salt. So you put them in a kutach b'melach. It was a challah also. So that's the vart. And this is really like the earliest makar to have two different spices. It's actually not the exact same case. But this will be the makar not to have the exact same, because when people do spices, if you use the same milk as the flesh, you're not careful. No milk should get into, no flesh should get into. Therefore, there's a reason why people have like two different spices, because you might get some milchiks or fleishiks into that spice and not realize it, because that's not so careful. But shaking milk and fleishiks together, you're very careful. So this was only a problem when it's melach, when it's salt next to the milchiks here in this case, and not when it's milchiks next to the fleishiks. Another more about the new story. Ahuba goizla, the nafalikah de kamcha. What happened was, by mistake, a piece of chicken, by a little younger oif, you know, piece of meat, piece of bird meat, or chicken, or whatever it was, duck, the nafalakad the kamcha fell into the kutach, And lechayra, here's a problem of fleishiks and milchiks, because the goyzla fell into the kutach itself. Shayi Rav Chinen Abrei de Rav Rav Shunya. Rav Chinen Rav Shunya said, it's mutter. All you have to do is just wash it off, and that's all. I want you worried that as the salt, it cooked some milchiks into the fleishiks. Who's smart enough? Who's big enough to Tam Chacham like Rav Chinen, who knows the answer? Because Savar, he holds, and this is the pshat. When do we say that salt is like cooking? It's like heat. Only if it's so salty that you can't eat it because it's so salty. You could eat this kutach. And therefore, its salt doesn't cause cooking in such a short amount of time because it's not so salty. Now, what does it mean so salty? Rashi's mashma has to be salty enough that you use it, that's how you preserve the meat. If you want to preserve meat, you salt it, you preserve it. It's a lot of salt. Tosfos argues in Rashi. And Tosfos says that any melicha that you use when you want to take out the dam, that's also called in nechamach masmalchoy. That's enough of melach that we call in nechamach. And that's when it'll be also kerasach. But here, obviously, kutach is an edible dish. It's not so salty. It falls in, you just wash it off, and it's good to go. You don't have to worry about any belias. Zok demar, but it's not so pashut. Vahani mili chai. That's only if it's chai. Avatzli by a klipa. But if it's roasted, it needs klipa. What does this mean? So According to Tosfos and the Patriarch of Avraham Beis, it means like this. V'hari milchai means it was never cooked. But if it was once cooked, then it needs klipa. Why? Because when it's cooked, it's soft. Even if it's not hot, but it's soft, it goes in. Tosfos speaks this out, different maskal ad on the Patriarch of Avraham Beis. He says, "Hosam a fill of it soin in ari, even if it's cold. Mishum the bar yoin a rochich tuva. It's very soft ubala, and it's swallowed. So it's, if it's already cooked, it's very soft, and it'll be berleah. That's how Tosfos learns the Gemara. The difference in chai and sli. Mashenkin the Ran speaks out. No, not like that. The chai v'tzli zok the Ran. The mina on chai hainu tzoinin means cold. V'tzli hainu reseach means hot. Avot tzli tzoinin." If it's roasted and it's cold, you can't sign in the alma. The sagile bahadocha. You just wash it off. El tzli reisach karma. V'ruch the muscle tamudach karle tzli reisach. Tzli means hot. That's what he learns. And he argues on Tosfos. Al kaponim, we have two pshat to what it means, chai and tzli. Either if he Tosfos means if it's raw or cooked, and that alone is cooked will make bleas get in, or if it's cold or hot. So hadim ilichai, av tzli bei klipa. V'yis bei pili, if it has cracks, means with the tzli, and it also has cracks in it, kuli aser, the whole thing becomes aser, and not only the klipa. Klipa means you just take off the first layer. The whole thing becomes aser, because since it has cracks, it goes through and through. V'im etava v'tava, kuli aser, also if it has a lot of spice on it, on this piece of meat, it's very soft, it'll go through and through. Now Rashi's mashma, these din of pili and tava, is only if it's tzli. Only if it's tzli already. But if it's bichai, if it's raw, even with pili, would not aser. The Maaseh Sefer Truma holds that even by chai, if it has pili, it will be aser. And it could be a makbuf such a thing. And if it's very negev, if someone has a piece of meat in the fridge with cracks in it, even if it's cooked already or roasted already, then you have rashi, and then the whole thing could become aser. If some milk spills, then you can't just wash it off. There's a problem with pili. It's worth all the halacha this then. Zotim varavait. Al kaparim, that's so far we learned two lachas today. We learned first of all, you can't have the salt next to the kutach. And number two is, we learned about a story where something fell into the melach. And the lach is you can wash it off unless it's very salty or if it's tzli. And if it's tzli, it's only also klipa. But if it's pili, it's also kaputli or tavlin. So the Marnu Gemar, Amram Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Kikar shechotach aleha basa asar la'achila. And the Rishonim learn. The Rishonim we're talking about here a piece of basa that was salted properly. It was a basa that was salted already, and there's no dam. But you're always choshesh in a piece of basa, even after you salt it, there's an idea called dam evarim. This is what Tosfos Rosh learns. There's dam evarim. Dam evarim means there's some dam left inside the meat, and that dam, as long as it's not pirish, it doesn't come out, it's mutter. But if you cut the piece of basa and you squeeze it down, something oozes out of it, and went in. So usually if it's on your plate, it oozes out of the plate, and it goes away. But here, oozed into a piece of bread because you cut the basa on top of the bread. So then it's aser because of dam. Kikar shechatach aleha basa, aser lacha, you can't eat that kikar. Why? Because it's full of dam. V'hani mili da'asmik, only if it gets red. Only if it's red, there's juice coming out. But if it's not red, if it's brown or it's light red, we'll see in a second, it's not blah. V'hani mili da'avrei, and only if it goes from one side to the other side. And that is Rosh asks, I understand, why does it go from one side to the other side? If it's dam shapirish, it's aser. If it's not dam shapirish, what's the difference going one side to the other side? It goes through the bread from one side to the other side? What do they think? So someone's trying to answer. It means like this, that the whole kikar is aser if it's avre. If not, only that spot is aser. Behind me the avre, behind me the asmeche. Only if it's thick, then it's dam. If it's very loose, then it's not dam. If it's loose, less than but it's not a problem. Shmuel, who is choshed for this problem of cutting a piece of meat on a kikar, shot the kalbi. If he had this piece of bread, he threw it to his caliph, to his dog. Rav Huna Yavle El Shami, he threw it to his shamish. Shamish is not a chas v'shalom, not a dog. More of a shach. He's shari the kuli amashari. If it's mutter, everyone's mutter. But you also. He also was also kuli amashari. Also, you can't just give it to your shamish. What's wrong with Rav Huna? So tomorrow, no, Rav Huna holds really, he's not worried about dam. He holds after you tell or something, there's no dam in it. He didn't want to eat it himself because Shadi Rav Huna Danina Daita. He was an istinus. Anything looked like dam, he got kept away. He gave it to his shamish. He didn't want that. But he wasn't Choshesh Medina that there's dam coming out of that kik, out of that basa. And Rava as well held like Rav Huna. Rava Ochule, he used to eat this piece of bread, the Karle Chamar basa. He called that juice coming out of basa the wine of the meat. It was just juice from the meat. He holds, once you soila or you salt and cook something properly, nothing comes out. There's no dam coming out. And then we pass like that. We pass that after you're salting properly, or you're chiseling properly, we're not worried about any dam. If you see red stuff in the meat, that's just the mail. That's just stuff coming red from the meat. You're not allowed to put this bay doogie, you're not allowed to put this little pan on the bottom of when you're roasting a piece of meat, and you, the halacha is when you roast meat, you put a little salt in it, then you roast it and all the dam drips out. So you shouldn't put a pan under it to catch the dam, because why are you putting, you want to catch the shamnunas also, the fat also, you shouldn't do that, because it's full of dam. So until there's no more red anymore, there's no more dam. And when there's no more dam, then you can put the beidugi under it. Put this pan under it. How do you know when the dam stops? When it starts smoking. Rashi has two pshat. We'll go Rashi's second pshat. Rashi says, when the coals start smoking, I know that it's fat falling off. But if it's not smoking, it means it's dam, it's juice that's putting it out. Therefore, there's no smoke. So when we see smoke, it means it's shuma. Maskel of Ravashi, who said there's no dam left? Maybe there's already shuma coming out of certain parts, but all parts have dam. Maskel of Ravashi, v'dilma tata, the tata already finished the dam, and at the bottom of it finished dam, now it's coming fat. Ilo aloi mata. But the top didn't start dripping fat yet. Elam Ravashi, les la takanta, there's no takata to put the beidugi there. Elo mishto be tarti gili milchi. You put it inside, between, you put it on the basar and on the kli, you put pieces of salt, and that salt schleps the dam to it, to the bottom of the pan, and that's your only eitzah. That's the only eitzah to make sure there's no, the dam does not get mixed with the other things. Then you pour off the shuman carefully, and the two things of salt hold on to the dam. So you see in this Gemara, you now really put a beidugi under the meat until there's no dam left. Actually, you can't tell the difference, so then you use maybe tart, you have to use some salt. And this was a kasha on the Gemara before, Kufirav on base, we said you have a beidugi there. So we spoke at the Ran last time that the answer to this kasha, and they were talking about Taka before, it wasn't real dam, it was only Marasai. The Ran says on that Kufiyav on base says Yisloim the high dam of the beidugi the Medina loy mitzvah if you the beidugi achin nitzla kamaichem benesoy the kolo damai. There was really just marasai. That was the sugi before we spoke this out in yesterday's shiur. Zog the Gemara. Tomorrow's a kasha now. On top of on base Kufi base on the base tomorrow's a kasha on what we just learned. Omev acha. Now remember this is Shmuel talking. He says you can't put the beidugi until the mara adunma stops. Once it stops, means once it's fully cooked. No problem. You put a beidugi there. Why? There's no dam left, right? Once you put, there's no dam left. So it means Shmuel says, when you finish cooking a piece of meat, there's no dam. You can put a beidugi there. So break the markasha. Miyam Shmuel hachi. Vam Shmuel kikash tuchatach la basa as lachla. How can you say that there comes a point where there's no more dam coming out? What Shmuel says, even after it's in the restaurant, if you cut that piece of meat on a piece of bread, it goes through the bread. So there's still dam there. So the Gemara, yeah, not a dimyan. Shani Hashem, the agav duch of the sakina pala, because you're pushing down with a knife. Avada, when just dripping out, after a certain point, no dam drips out. That's dam evarim, doesn't drip out. If I take a knife and push down the piece of basa, I get some dam out. And that's why the kikur will be awesome. There's not a steer to shmuls. If there's no duch or taka, comes a point there's no dam drips out. But once I make a duchka, then even later on, even after it's cooked for called tzarkai, it's not medium rare, it's fully cooked. The halacha is, then you're worried about dam according to Shmuel. We had a machlekes about this, but according to Shmuel, you're worried about dam in the kikar.